Good morning.
I'm there. How you doing? Fine.
Good morning. We're doing great, buddy. Where are you at currently?
Right now, I'm at the post office in Dallas. That's where I work.
I asked a question.
My man's at the post office. I got things to do.
So you were
he pays his bills.
Yes.
That's where I'm at right now.
And how many years you been at?
I've been here a while.
Okay. So now, were you buddies now with John Richardson, Roland?
He was before my time, actually.
Well, I knew that, but I just didn't know if maybe you had a chance to visit with him a few years later.
There was an event at Little Rock that I was attending, and he was one of the speakers there. And I got to, just say hi to him pretty much. Reggie Freeman was there with me. Reggie knew him a little bit closer than I did. But that was the only time I really got a chance to socialize with him.
Well, that it's interesting that was only Roger in the 70s.
2 years.
That's not that long ago. And hey, listen, I played with the first black quarterback ever at U of A, and Greg Thomas.
Right.
It's almost sort of bizarre that was in the 80s.
Right.
Wasn't that long ago, it seems
like.
Because
it
didn't seem like that. And obviously, you were a star player, and we're just sort of celebrating the life of John Richardson and what he was able to do, paved the way for a lot of great players like yourself. And I remember when Roland came to the Touchdown Club, did a great job at the Touchdown Club. And do you ever get tired of talking about the Orange Bowl? You just know it's part of the deal.
It's kind of part of the deal. It's kind of simmered down a little bit, but every now and then it'll rear its head, and I gotta
shot. You know why it's simmering down, Ron? Is because everybody that really enjoyed that and celebrate, we're dying. Well, it's like a full service gas station. There's not that many of us around anymore.
There you go. Told us people only remember two games. Your first and your last. Come in winning and go out winning. And it's true.
Well, let me just say this.
Hey, Coach.
Just say this, Muskie. Roland says you would never be forgotten as long as I'm living. I don't have much time for that. But people will not forget what you did in the 78 Orange Bowl. Of course, behind my great play calling, Roland. You know that.
You know Coach Holtz.
He's done.
Yeah, the question.
Well, I remember. And when we're talking about John Richardson, I was telling Muskie earlier and all that, because of where I grew up and how I didn't know that there was anything going on. Maybe I'm too old and I don't remember some of the things that were happening because of where I grew up and who my friends were. I remember Roland, and I remember the guys why he stepped into that game. I remember Greg Thomas. I think I remember Muskie, but I also think I was around when Kennedy got shot. I was a month old, but they sure don't keep so much, but I just didn't remember all of those things. And I've asked Mike, was there anything, any cat calls or anything like that? Did he have any issues because he was rooming with the first black scholarship athlete up there? Did you have any issues, Roland, when you were up there at the University of Arkansas? Because it was still young into having black athletes on the football team.
Never had a single issue. Everybody was welcome that came up there. I was welcome. I didn't see anything that discrimination type of light. And it was all about the football and the team and the fans. Oh, boy, you're talking about backing us to the team. Like nothing I'd ever seen. And it was just a fantastic situation the whole time. And everybody seemed to love us to death. But we got to go places where people held events and things. And never had a problem the whole time I was up there.
After
this day.
Wow, that's outstanding.
Let me ask real quick, and forgive me for not remembering. Was the Orange Bowl a junior year for you?
Yes.
Yes. I was a fifth-year senior, and so actually I was a sophomore, coming back in. And so that was my first original year playing. Excuse me?
You came back after the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, after the Orange Bowl, you came back. I was just wondering. I'm sitting there just thinking, because I think about you, like we have Joe Klein here with us today. I'm thinking about you. Can you imagine the NIL deal that Roland would have gotten?
Oh, my gosh, come back the next year.
Yeah. Exploded.
Big money.
Yeah, that team that we had was really deep, let me put it like that, on every position. And our defense,
Hampton,
was the whole thing there. And so with them holding everybody back like that, we can do our thing. It makes it easy.
What do you think of the team this year? You've been watching and talking about great running backs. Boy, they got a stable full, don't they?
Yeah, we got running back after running back. The coach is bringing them up. We're still young, and hopefully they'll come together, gel and come together. And these last couple of weeks, yeah, it's been kind of disappointing, but you go through that sometime, and that's a learning process, and you don't give up. And so hopefully
Roland was a lineman.
Those guys will, you know, not accept that and step up to America, and move forward.
When you when they were recruiting you, when your dad was in the Air Force and you what was it, Japan, you were a lineman?
Oh, okay, that's the interesting story. All through high school, my dad was in the military. We were in the Air Force. And we came down here to Texas. I started playing football in ninth grade, and I was a defensive player. And I played all the way through high school, 2 years overseas, and my last 2 years here in Fort Worth. I was a defensive player. But I was a track runner as well, and so I liked sprinting. And so here in Fort Worth, I was outrunning a lot of these guys with the running backs and things like this. So coach decided he wants to use me two ways to see what I could do. And I really didn't want to be a running back. I wanted to play defense. But it worked out. And Jimmy Johnson, he was the coach that came from Arkansas to recruit me. I was so attached to him. He sold me on Arkansas. And he said, you're going to be a running back slash defensive player. We're not sure yet. So when I came up there, and yeah, and we had a lot of talent then. You know, I have to work my way in. And that, I understood that whole process. And so the day that changed everything, we had a JV game against, I believe it was Oklahoma State. And, you know, we had Ben Cowens and we had Michael Frost. All of us as freshmen this year. We went up there. We ran through the JV games on all the teams we played. And Coach Royals decided, he said, he's going to be a running back from now on. That's it. And I was kind of taken aback because that's in my heart. I've always been a defensive player. But I went with the flow, and the rest was history.
Yeah, that's a great story. Jimmy Johnson, obviously, could, you don't think it boils down to talent, man. Just think of the players. You just mentioned, obviously, some of the great running backs we've mentioned. And, yeah, that's outstanding. Well, listen.
And it's also good to know because, I mean, that time has moved on and people can remember and things are a little bit more open now and people need to get things off their chest and all that. But to hear what Mike is talking about, that there was not a – that
yeah.
It came down to football. It came down to that. I'm not saying that you didn't have any or whatever. Just knowing that that's the way you were treated while you were up there, that's good to hear. It gives a little bit of hope.
Well, you got a great story rolling. Listen, go mail those letters. We'll let you get back to work, and then always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you.
Hey, you guys, thanks a whole bunch. Good to talk to you. Bye bye.
All right, thank you. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. All right, well.